This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. Operations at the Hong Kong airport returned to normal Wednesday after a judge granted an interim order to limit anti-government protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air hubs for 2 days and sparked frantic clashes between demonstrators and riot police. Meanwhile, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren that China should show restraint in its handling of the protests in Hong Kong.
And I think what the United States expects, at a minimum, is that China will uphold the treaty agreement it made with the United Kingdom when Hong Kong was handed back to China, the commitment for one country but two systems.
Late Wednesday, President Donald Trump said on Twitter that China wants to make a trade deal, but it should treat Hong Kong, in his words, humanely first. Trump tweeted, "Of course, China wants to make a deal. Let them work humanely with Hong Kong first." U.S. and European stock markets plunged sharply Wednesday as key economic indicators signaled the possibility of a global recession in the next year or so. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's called a yield curve inversion, a market phenomenon showing yields on 2- and 10-year Treasury notes inverted early today. That means investors want more in return for short-term government bonds than for long-term ones. It's a significant indicator investors have lost faith in the economy's soundness. Inversions like this have preceded the last 9 recessions going back to 1955, but Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says don't panic.
There's no reason for anyone to lose any sleep or buy canned goods.
Saying the economy will not grow forever. It's just a question of when a downturn arrives.
And that could easily be more than a year off.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan warned Wednesday that rival India is planning a major cross-border military attack to divert world attention from its recent crippling crackdown on its part of the disputed Kashmir region. Khan alleged that Indian security measures were meant to intensify what he called atrocities and abuses against Kashmiris who were agitating against the scrapping of their economy. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters in Karachi marched on Pakistan's Independence Day to show solidarity with the people of Kashmir. Indian Prime Minister Modi's government has defended the scrapping of Kashmir's special provisions, saying that they restricted investment and economic growth. A woman who says that she was raped by disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein when she was a teenager is suing his estate and 3 of his associates. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
The lawsuit is the first step, says accuser Jennifer Arose, to get her life back.
They robbed me of my youth, my identity, my innocence, and my self-worth. For too long, they escaped accountability. I am here today because I intend to change that.
That lawsuit is against Epstein's former girlfriend and 3 unnamed members of his staff. It's one of many lawsuits expected to be filed after a new state law called the Child Victims Act adjusted the statute of limitations. I'm Shelley Adler.
A court in Sweden found American rapper A$AP Rocky guilty of assault, but he will not serve any more time in jail. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda reports.
A$AP Rocky, real name Rakim Myers, was arrested in early July. The prosecution said Myers threw Mustafa Jafari, aged 19, to the ground. Then he and the others punched and kicked him. Jafari says he was also hit on the head with a bottle. Myers, best known for his song Praise the Lord, was in Stockholm for a concert at the time. He says it was self-defense, and the teenager attacked his bodyguard. This was his testimony.
We're in this foreign country. We're approached by 2 strangers with aggressive behavior. I don't know what to expect when being approached by strangers. That's why I have security.
The court said Wednesday the lack of jail time was because none of the 3 had prior convictions and because of time they'd already spent in custody.
Matthew Laratunda of Reuters. A$AP Rocky responded to the court's decision by saying he is disappointed, but he plans to put the situation behind him. And at least 6 Philadelphia police officers were shot Wednesday afternoon in what police said was an active and ongoing shooting situation. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.
Oh, hey. VOA1. VOA1. The best music now.